Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ironton's flood wall murals. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. There is all kinds of public art throughout the state. In Columbus, bronze deer statues rest on their elbows, overlooking the Scioto River. In Cleveland, a giant free stamp sits on its side near the waterfront of Lake Erie. In Dayton, there's a plain-sized tribute to the Wright brothers. But some river towns in the state have an even more expansive canvas to work with. Flood walls. And in one of those communities, that canvas is getting a fresh coat of paint. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
The murals that stretch across Ironton's flood wall tell the story of a southeast Ohio town built by the Industrial Revolution. Sam Heighton, the executive director of Ironton Alive, a community revitalization organization, points to a black engine painted onto the concrete wall. Steam billows from its two-dimensional smokestack.
The railroad was built by Henry Ford, and he would haul steel from Ironton, a steel plant that we had, all the way to Detroit on his railroad.
To this day, Heighton says the train station is the oldest building in town. And that's why he says the railroad deserves a prominent spot on the flood wall, which weaves images of local people and places in a tapestry of the town's history. The flood wall itself is a result of that history. In 1937, the Ohio River rose so high it spilled into the streets of Ironton.
All this area right here was underwater. It was like to the roof on that building there.
At that time, Ironton was flourishing, full of people, industry, and even winning sports teams. But by the 90s, industries were closing and people were rapidly moving out of town, leaving behind empty storefront windows and a concrete wall blocking the view of the river.
There's not a lot of work now, not a lot of jobs. So kids graduate and go to college and never come back home, some of them.
In an effort to beautify the place and preserve its history, a local group covered the flood wall in murals. Beside the train engine is a portrait of Nanny Kelly Wright. She owned and operated an iron furnace in town, making her one of the richest women in the world at a time when most women didn't work professionally after marriage. There's a tribute to a local World War I pilot, a depiction of Ironton's once professional football team, an illustrated steamboat, and Heighton's favorite, a painting of the Waterloo Wonders, a high school basketball team that won back-to-back state championships during the Great Depression. They didn't have a basketball, so they had to improvise.
Wrapped up a bunch of rags and made a ball out of it, so they couldn't dribble it. So they just passed it around real fast to one another.
Heighton says stories like these helped shape Ironton into what it is today.
Sometimes, you know, people die and people move on. And when you're young, you look at them, it don't mean anything to you, but eventually you ask somebody, what's that all about?
Heighton worries stories like these will be forgotten. So his group, Ironton Alive, is repainting some of the historic murals this summer. They're also organizing farmers markets and summer concerts, building pickleball courts. It's part of a larger effort to stimulate the local economy. And as the neighboring town of Portsmouth knows, illustrated flood walls can play a role in that.
You know, we have visitors that come from overseas and have come to Portsmouth to see the mural.
Donna Arnett from the Portsmouth Chamber of Commerce says the tourists are a boon to local businesses. But the murals aren't just for out-of-towners.
I think it adds community pride because it shows the community what we've had, what we've done, where we've come from.
These days, flood walls are the last defense among many disaster prevention strategies. Better river management and dams also help control water levels. But the majority of the time, they stand dry, serving another purpose, a standing testament to the passage of time. In Ironton, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.